Seventh parak of Shavuos, second Mishnah. We're continuing the Mishnah is discussing Shavuos, which the Mishnah, Chachmei Mishnah, were Mesakin. One of them is Hanigzel. A person who was stolen could be Mechayev Shavuos. Keitzad? Are you meeting Moses Shnichlas LeBeis LeMashkin of Shalob Yeshus? People testified that this person went into somebody else's house, take something out without permission. He legally had no rights to take this thing out of the house. Then there's a disagreement whether he actually carried out his desire and he stole it, took this kli without permission or not. In such a case, we say chiddush that if it's something which the one who's making the claim is assessed to be able to have that amount. For example, it's a very poor person. He said, he took a golden cup from me. We're not going to make a shua. But he's a wealthy person, or it's something that's matim for not such a wealthy person. And it's something that normally is put in that place where this person illegally came into his house and left the house. So since there's a reglaim ledov, there is some strong circumstantial evidence that something was stolen. And it's also talking about a case where Edom saw that there was something under his garments as he was going out. So very strong circumstantial evidence that something was stolen. Just we don't know how much was stolen. And more than that, we even see that some of the items are some of the stolen items. He was caught with some of the stolen items. So with all this together, it's enough for us to say there was a geneva. We don't know how much, and therefore the nigzel is allowed to swear how much it was, and he will get it. So once again, just a guy says, I want to steal, comes into your house and walks out of the house, is not enough. You have to have all these conditions that he came in, and we saw things under his garments, and afterwards we even saw that some of them were in the possession of the ganef. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad shate sham mixes at haido. Rabbi Yehuda holds all these shvuos only when there's a moed to mix that. So the ganef had to be moed that he stole a certain amount, but the Baal HaBayis is claiming that it was more than that. If he says that you stole two things and the guy admits that he only stole one, then the nigzal could be mashpia, the purported ganav, and say, swear to me that it was only one and not two.